Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
So as we get started on this fourth and final hour, Dan, I owe you a bit of an apology.
Yeah, you do.
Last night, as I was, people don't know that this is a little inside baseball, but you and I share a cubicle together.
Mm-hmm.
I was gathering up my stuff, packing my backpack. And what did you tell me right before I walked out?
I do not remember.
You told me, hey, just a reminder, the Northern Lights will be visible in Kansas City tonight.
Yeah, the Aurora Borealis. Yeah.
And you went, ma, 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 ma.
And I walked away. I didn't say this under my breath, but I thought in my brain, crazy old encyclopedia man does not know what he's talking about. There's no chance.
All the experts were saying there was a serious chance because we were getting that G4 storm.
Then Dana and I both wake up this morning and our Facebook pages.
Which we're thankful for, by the way.
We'll get to that in a minute because if you missed the first hour of the show, Dana almost did not wake up this morning, literally. But as we woke up this morning, Facebook pages were littered with all these people who went out and took pictures of the Northern Lights last night. And apparently your camera phone or your phone camera can pick it up better than your naked eye.
Definitely, especially if you're in a place where there's, you know, light pollution. It's always best to get out of the light pollution of the city. But I was seeing photos of people in neighborhoods with street lights and house lights and still picking it up. It was even better last night than it was many months ago. When it happened.
You know what you don't want to do is fall asleep and go toward the light.
That's true.
Now, you
come
almost
back,
did. You almost did. Dana gets home last night from the show and doesn't live far from the radio station. And there is a beeping going on from inside of your old but new home.
Yeah, and I have an update. And the lessons we have learned are important and worth sharing. I have an update even in the last 30 minutes.
Okay.
So we have a home warranty. And like most people, when you buy a house, no matter how old the house, you get this 6-month home warranty with a lot of new home purchases. Fine. Mm-hmm. Our heat goes out a few days ago. And unbeknownst to us, yesterday, the home warranty company like has a list of people they use. The first thing I'm going to tell you is fight that. Do not automatically go with the first ding-a-ling they tell you they're going to send to your house. And that is a lesson that we have learned.
Okay.
Because today, CM Mosen's son came out and identified the problem, and we should have done that in the very beginning. So the home warranty people send this company I will not name.
Please don't.
Good God, will never, ever never have them near my house again. And the technician comes out. He's there about an hour and a half. Says he fixes it. Turns the heat on. The heat, in fact, is coming on. We haven't had heat in 3 days. And I'm like, oh, okay, great. It's fixed. It was covered under the home warranty. We make dinner. We sit down. And it was about 8:38. I can tell you specifically.
Which would have been perfect Northern Lights viewing time.
Right when you were looking at your Northern Lights, Dan, I looked back in my phone. It was around 8:38 that I had an outgoing call to 911. Because we are sitting there, and 3 weeks ago, we installed brand new carbon monoxide detectors in the home, and thank God we did.
You're so lucky. You are so lucky.
Thank God we did. And we got the kind. I don't care what kind you guys get, but you got to do it, because we would be dead without it. I'm going to play the noise it made when we were just sitting there watching a movie, eating dinner. And this is what we heard.
Oh, my God.
It's very loud. Okay. And then it said.
That's offensive.
Evacuate now. Evacuate now. And because the HVAC contractor guy had just left, we were like, we're not messing around with this. Like, right? We go outside. We call 911. Overland Park Fire shows up. They were phenomenal. We're outside.
They probably knew exactly where to go. They didn't even need GPS.
I said, oh, hey, it's Dana calling. I said, and Dan, I told him, do not run lights and sirens. There's only two of us in the home. No one else is in the house. We're outside. The 911 call taker said, do not go back inside. I'm like, uh-uh. Firefighters arrive, go in. Anything over 10 units per million with carbon monoxide is bad.
Right.
Our reading when they walked into the main part of the house was 90.
Oh, my. Yeah,
that's not fatal. Any, it has to be over 150 to be fatal, but we're getting close. We're etching dangerously close, yes. Yeah.
Right? And so we were out of the house a couple of hours. They brought in industrial fans. They aired it out. They put a tag on the unit and said, don't use it. They know that the source is the heating system.
Oh, fortunately, we've got warmer temperatures.
What infuriates me is that we have since talked to people in the industry and listeners of ours who say, number one, any technician who knows what they're doing knows what to look for to see if carbon monoxide is leaking out of that unit. That clearly was not done. Or number two, they take in a meter and they read it to make sure when they leave you at, I don't know, 7:30 p.m., they're not leaving you in a house full of carbon monoxide.
Stands the reason so that you would do that.
Yeah, CM Mosenson, thank God, comes over today. We said to the home warranty company, we're done. We're going to go with our company, the company we should have gone with in the beginning. We'll figure out reimbursement later. CMOs comes over an hour ago, Scott.
They brought the whole company.
They turned, yeah, thank God.
They really did, man. Let's go see what's happening.
They turned on the system, by the way, immediately knew what was wrong.
Probably somebody was filming it for educational training videos.
There is an entire part of the system that is shot and needs replaced. No one told us that last night. Guess what their reading was when they turned on our heater today, an hour ago?
What?
238 parts per million.
Oh, my God. Oh. That's deadly.
It is death. And I am here to tell you, if you never listen to anything I say again, run to a hardware store and get a carbon monoxide detector. It saved our life. Well, I've been in the news business a billion years. I always tell people, yeah, you're supposed to have a carbon monoxide detector. We got that detector 2 months ago. You know what, Scott? It sat in a box for probably 4 weeks inside the house.
So I said this to you in the 2 o'clock hour, and I'll say it again. And I hope everybody listening pays heed here. Normally, and I know when I talk, what you normally hear is Charlie Brown's teacher going, wah, wah, wah. Well, no offense, but sometimes when you talk,
yeah,
I hear, wah, 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 wah. Having said all that, after you sent Sam and me that video this morning of the firefighters at your home last night, we just happened to have a handyman coming over to the house tomorrow morning to work on a few minor things, but things that are above my pay grade. And I told T, because she was going to stop by the hardware store after work today and grab a few things for the handyman tomorrow morning. And I said, hey, when you go to the hardware store, will you grab a carbon monoxide detector? And we're on the phone. This is as I'm driving into work today. And she goes, yeah, but the house is relatively new. And I said, I know. I said, but here's what happened at Dana's house. And she's like, damn.
And I'm telling you, like, gas you can smell because there's an additive.
Right.
We were eating dinner, having a good time. I'd had a couple glasses of wine. We're like, I'm happy. I'm relaxed. We
imagine
never
falling asleep
Dan,
on the couch.
Dan, we never would have known. Mm-hmm. We never would have known.
You never would have woken
up. And it's one of those things where I didn't really freak out until about 3 hours. Like, we were out of the house 2 hours.
Where'd you go?
They had to mitigate it. They had to bring in fans to get it all out. The fire department had to wait until the reading got down to zero. Mm. Then they had to tag the unit. And they said, you can go back in now. You do not have to get into it. It's going to be cold in the house.
How peaceful was that night's rest?
Oh, my gosh. Well, yeah, you're laying there thinking, are you sure I'm not going to, you know. I didn't really freak out until several hours later, Dan, because you're right. I mean, you start thinking we've covered these stories as reporters where yep. mm-hmm. you just don't wake up. I am furious at the mistakes that we made, which is letting some company we were not familiar with. You don't mess around with your HVAC. Do not mess around with it, because this guy clearly had no idea what he was doing and left us with a house full of carbon monoxide.
There's another lesson here that we haven't mentioned yet. Hmm. Procrastination could kill. Because had you waited 2 more weeks?
Yep.
That beep would never have happened. You'd have been like, why are you meowing, cat? Eat some food, right, you dummy.
So you guys, the carbon monoxide, it was a 2-pack that came at Costco. You know, you come home from Costco, we got that, we got a bunch of stuff, I threw it on the table.
We'll get to it at some point.
We'll get to it. At some point before the kids came over, I put the battery in it, and I just set it down. I put one by the kids' room, and I think one in the living room, with a plan to eventually get the drill out and mount it. But there, to Sam's point, I'm embarrassed to say it, but do not make my mistake. That thing sat in a box for a couple of weeks.
Don't you just plug it into an outlet?
These are the dual fire and carbon monoxide detectors. And Johnny mounted it up above the door jamb. He's at Costco now getting 2 more. I want one on the north side. We have one on the north side of the house. We have one on the south side of the house.
Put one in the car?
I'm putting one. It saved our lives.
It did.
And we had someone call in earlier. If you are a landlord, it is on you to provide a carbon monoxide detector to your tenants. Please do it.
Fortunately, the worst did not happen, of course. And so you can chalk this up to a very serious lesson learned.
Now, if you get just a carbon, I'm not telling this, we don't give advice on this show.
Mm-hmm. Well, the hell we don't. Go buy a carbon monoxide detector, because I should be dead and I'm not.
We did research it earlier today, breaking a cardinal rule of this show, and carbon monoxide is slightly lighter than the air in your home. So if you just have a carbon monoxide detector, I think that's why you plug them into outlets, because they're lower to the ground, where the carbon monoxide would tend to gravitate.
Anything over 10 is bad. 91 is what we had last night. That's really bad. 238 was the reading today.
Best thing is to be prepared ahead of time.
Yes.
Sam.
It's lighter, but ever so slightly lighter. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't go to the ceiling as quickly as smoke does. It builds up throughout the middle of the room as it mixes with the oxygen and everything else.
Well, you don't ever want to hear a firefighter say. And they were phenomenal. Overland Park Fire is phenomenal. I said, you know, this is on this end of the house, like by the unit was 91, but like it didn't get all the way to the other side of the house. And he goes, oh, yeah, you're cooked.
No, the one thing you don't want to hear a firefighter say is, yeah, we'll get there when we can. You want them now.
Yeah, and they did.
I'm sure they did. I have no doubt in my mind.
But to Sam's point, it ended up throughout the house.
Yeah. Well, of course it did.
Go buy a carbon monoxide detector, and I'm taking them on vacation. I ain't Airbnb-ing. I ain't VRBO-ing. I don't trust anybody.
No.
We had a technician look us in the face last night and say, you're good to go. The hell we were. Go buy a carbon monoxide detector.
Is he going to get a Christmas card from Dana Wright?
No, he is not.
He's not going to get. Okay, just one check. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream.
Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
So every once in a while, you see something on one of your friends' Facebook pages that you're kind of sorry for them, but you still laugh out loud because of it. And Shotgun Jackson, who worked down the hall here for a long time, on the Wolf, he just posted a video from his Ring doorbell. I believe it's his. And he lives in Kansas City, Missouri, I believe, and older part of town. And let's just say somebody who works for one of the companies that brings packages to your house, I'm not going to say whether it's the Postal Service, FedEx, UPS, or Amazon, but it's one of them.
Oh, you can see the culprit in the background
I know,
of the video.
I know. And anyway, this woman is walking up with a blue box that looks almost like it would be, you know, it would be one of those, like if you ordered from like a meat company and they had steaks and burgers and stuff in there. It's about that size, you know, so probably like 2 feet by 2 feet.
Small cooler.
Like plastic a small wrap. Yeah, or styrofoam cooler or something like that, yeah. And there's some steps that lead up to Shotgun's house, and she doesn't make any of the steps. She just walks close enough to give it a good hurl.
She's probably 10 feet away, 12 feet away.
Yeah. She shot puts the box up onto his front porch. Literally shot puts it. And then just walks away like, delivered. Yep.
Delivered.
My deed is done.
I mean, how much do you have to hate your job or not want your job to just, because somebody asked farther down, was it fragile? And Shotgun wrote, it was not, but not that that matters. They wouldn't have known that.
You're never going to know what's in that package.
Just chucks
Aren't
it right up to the front
door. Aren't you always supposed to assume it's fragile?
Wouldn't you always assume that somebody has a Ring doorbell? It's not like they're hidden.
Amen.
You put a Ring doorbell on your front door so people know you have a Ring doorbell and don't want to do stupid stuff in front of your house. Anyway, a rural Kansas county has agreed to pay a little more than $3 million and apologize over a law enforcement raid on a small-town weekly newspaper in August of 2023 that sparked an outcry over freedom of the press, according to the paper's editor.
Yeah.
Marion County, Kansas, was among multiple defendants in five federal lawsuits filed by the company that publishes the Marion County Record, its publisher, the estate of his late mother, the paper's co-owner, employees of the paper, and a former Marion City Council member whose home was also raided.
And by the way, his mother was alive when they raided the home. And some people think that she died from the stress.
Scott, it killed her. You don't remember that?
I remember.
They raided her house. They also went through her checkbooks, her personal home, and the stuff we all have in our home.
Refresh me. That's right. A search warrant tied to the raid, which was led by Marion's police chief.
Yes.
To a dispute between the newspaper and a local restaurant owner who had accused the Marion County Record of invading her privacy and illegal accessing information.
It was over a DUI.
About her and her driving record. Yeah. Huh. Well, they're getting $3 million from the tiny town of 1,900 people.
Well, good luck fixing your roads next year. But you know what? We cannot have the government raiding not just newspapers, her private home, Scott. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is unconscionable what happened to that family. Over a DUI story. Literally over, the paper said, this woman is running, I think she was running for office. Or was she a business owner?
She was a restaurant owner.
And she wants to do this, but she can't because she has this on her record because she had a DUI. That's what started all of this.
And in a tiny town like Marion County, population 1,900, somebody gets a DUI, you got to put something in the paper. That becomes news. If you know, and if it's a local business owner, a lot of people probably knew who he or she was.
That paper, by the way, has been around for 100 years, hadn't it?
Well, they can retire now. Eric Meyer, who is the paper's editor and publisher, telling the Associated Press he is hoping the size of the payment is large enough to discourage this sort of behavior in the future. Quoting here from Mr. Meyer, the goal is not to get the money. The money is symbolic. The press has been under assault.
He's got a fair point. I mean,
yep.
Leave it alone. And by the way, I think he has some investigating to do.
Oh, you think there might be more stories?
Dig deep into why the sheriff's department was totally okay with raiding a newspaper because some restaurant owner.
Do you not understand the law? Like, that's what is scary about that to me.
See, I don't think that the sheriff's department was independently standing over here in room B and was like, did you hear that the newspaper's looking into that? And we got to go raid them right now.
You know, I'm going to use an old adage and add something onto it, which I always have over the years. But there is an old adage that says, never pick a fight with people who buy their ink by the barrel.
No.
And I always add on, or get their airtime for free. Never pick a fight with the local paper. You're never going to win. 913-586-7798. 913-586-7798. Hey, if you missed a segment, be sure to check out the Dana and Parks podcast. You can follow us on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. So I got just one more, and then I'll leave it alone for the rest of the night. But I follow this Mind and Psychology Facts page on Facebook.
Yeah.
And last hour we were telling you, and it's true, you cannot hum while you're pinching your nose closed. Right? We also told you that bananas are berries and strawberries are not berries. Here's another one, and I didn't even think about this, but it is true.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot tickle yourself. Because your brain is already predicting your own touch.
You cannot tickle yourself.
That is true.
Okay. I'm like.
Because I'm ticklish on my sides, but I'm trying to tickle myself and it's not working at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because my brain knows I'm getting ready to put my hand on my side and try to tickle me.
Now, you mentioned strawberries and bananas. What about tomatoes?
Tomatoes are a fruit.
They are.
That is correct.
That's right.
You know why we view them as vegetables?
Because you can palm them in your hand.
Yeah, that's why. That taxes.
Really?
Yep.
Taxes?
They're taxed as vegetables?
Yep.
Is there a different tax for a fruit as opposed to a vegetable?
At the time. I don't know about today.
Oh, at the time there was a different tax.
Yeah.
Huh.
Listen to this out of Alabama, and I don't know what we do about this because we've had these stories in our stack a couple times over the years. There is a special place in hell for this person and the people that do this. There is a man who once again has been arrested for searching obituaries to find homes to burglarize. A man is in custody again after Alabama police say he broke into the homes of people who had recently died, marking his second arrest for the same type of crime in 3 months. Peter Petiti was arrested Sunday during a traffic stop and booked into the jail on burglary charges. Police described the crime as, quote, heinous. They said he searched Facebook and online obituaries to identify homes to steal from after the residents died. The most recent incident occurred in the Park Forest neighborhood where he stole from a home after the resident had passed away. It is sad. It is awful. It is despicable. Quoting here from Detective Andrew Rowan, this is his second arrest for targeting homes after deaths. Police say he was actually out on bond after being arrested in August for burglarizing a home in another neighborhood following a woman's death.
Let me ask you both a question. I'm being very serious.
Yep.
What is the point of an obituary today?
That's what I wanted to ask you.
And here's why I say that.
Because those closest to you know on a locked down Facebook page that you have lost someone.
So I have been in the last, I don't know, 2 years. I think I've been to two funerals. One person I knew very well and one person I had worked with and knew.
Yeah.
And knew from work, you know. And I'll just tell you who it was. Slacker. It was the guy that I worked with, and I knew him as a colleague, as a coworker, and we got along very well. And he sadly died, I believe it was last year. And word got around the building rather quickly that Slacker had passed, sadly. And I did go to his funeral. It was held in Kansas City, Missouri, at I believe it was either an Episcopalian or a Catholic church. I can't recall. I never read an obituary to find out what time to be there and where to be.
You just know.
Everybody just knew, and it was packed. I mean, he was a very popular guy. Everybody loved him. And we just knew where to go and when to be there. I understand if this was like 1930.
Yeah.
And
oh, my grandma used to, I mean, they would read those obituaries as the first place in the paper they would turn.
And for two reasons. Number one, to make sure they weren't in it.
Right.
And number two, to find out if anybody they knew had
passed. Because back then, there was no Facebook. There was no, so unless someone was pretty close to you, you know, you knew someone who knew someone, and you got a phone call saying so-and-so has passed, it was possible that if someone passed of old age, you did not know. Now, car wreck, you know, sudden violent death, the word back then would get around more in a traditional way. But if someone passed like of old age in a nursing home, that's what the obituaries were for. Why publish them today?
I have multiple obit clippings from loved ones in my life that passed.
Yeah.
The only obituary... Go ahead.
Some people do, Sam, but what's
They're with a picture of that person, a loving memory. Yeah,
but what's the return on the investment for putting it out there in the paper? Whereas most people are going to know that want to attend.
Right.
And if they don't, are you not just opening up when you say
the potential
services are going to be at this time at this place? Are you not just announcing when none of us that are close to this person are going to be home?
Well, and then at the bottom, they include the survivors. So let's say Mabel Smith died yesterday at the age of 94.
Yep. Survived by her daughter.
Survived by, but was preceded in death by her husband.
Right.
So now you know she lives alone.
Yep.
Or lived alone. The house is going to definitely be empty during the times of the service, 2 to 4 at newcomers' funeral. But let me just make one quick point. I think that the obituary, not for the younger generations, but certainly for those of you who are older, and maybe to a lesser degree our generation, there was a bit of import in the printed obituary for the reason that Sam just said, and one other. Number one, for the close loved ones who obviously knew that this person passed, knows exactly where to go and when to be there, it signifies that they lived, that they existed.
Yeah.
And an obituary almost feels like your printed goodbye.
Yeah.
The other thing is, to Sam's point, I only have one printed obituary, and it's my father's. But people take the obituary very seriously and literally. I remember when my dad passed in 1998, he was survived, sadly, by his mother, my grandmother. And she came to town, obviously, for the funeral. And I remember being at my mom's house, and the obituary was printed in the Leavenworth Times. And my dad's name was Mayo B, just the letter B, Parks, no period, kind of like Harry S. Truman. The Leavenworth Times put a period after the B.
Uh-oh.
And my grandma was not happy because they had misspelled her son's name.
Yeah.
It's a very personal thing.
And that's an extra character that they charged you for.
Right. I just...
Do you know today, Scott, there are people who will have people stay at their house during the service for that reason. Like the new wife of a friend of a friend of a friend will say, let me offer as a service to the family, I will just come sit with your pets and hang out at the house so that you don't have to worry about that one thing while you are mourning.
Or if the weather's nice, I'll just sit out on your front porch.
Absolutely.
You know?
Till Mr. Petito or whatever his name is shows up.
I wouldn't even know where to go find an obituary except at the funeral home's website.
They're online.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
But in the printed Kansas City Star, do they still?
Yes.
I know the New York Times still prints certain obituaries. They're not cheap.
Yep.
And then if you're a person of some renown, they will write a story in the obituary section about who you were, what you did, why you were so important and influential, et cetera. But does the Star still print an obituary section?
Yes, and they're expensive.
And as for online, and the text line's hitting the nail on the head, legal notice for courts, banks, insurance.
I hadn't thought about that.
You need some sort of written proof that this person has passed.
Well, isn't a death certificate even better proof?
Yes. I mean,
that's part of it.
That's
but
part of it.
I believe you need an obit to get a death certificate.
I don't know.
I don't think that's right.
I don't know anymore if that's correct. I had a friend lose someone. Someone very close to us lost their mother recently. And he was saying to me, you have no idea just the litany of secretarial crap that you have to handle that we didn't even know. Like, you have to do this. You have to do the death certificate. You have to contact all of these people so that no one steals the social security number or identity in your loved one's death. Like, that is a thing where they will tell you right away, you've got to do these things because people will also look in the obituaries for people who are dead to steal their identity.
Well, and back to the cost of the printed word these days in the
paper.
What did we used to call it, though? Classifieds. I know someone who is, well, and it's not you, who is changing her name, her last name.
Yeah.
I guess it would be the same if you're a man, but for those of you who are ladies out there who get married and everything like that, to change your name, you have to have it published in a newspaper that you want your name changed.
Yeah.
And this person, let's say the person's name is Janet Tyson, okay? Janet Tyson is blah, 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 going to become Janet Chambers or something like that. That little snippet, and you don't have to buy the paper, but you have to have that little classified from the paper. They will mail it to you.
Yep.
They will print it, and then they will mail it to you. It cost $400 to get it printed in a tiny little newspaper in Olathe.
I thought you got like the first line or two free, like birth date, death date.
Well, that may be true, but this was a rather lengthy piece in a very tiny Olathe newspaper that I would bet you only does classifieds. That's how they make their living.
Oh, sure.
It is a public record. It is a classified in a newspaper.
Do they still put births in the paper? Like so-and-so and so-and-so. I hope not, too. That was a big deal when my kids were born.
What about divorces?
You would put the little photo of the baby in there and say, we're welcoming, 6 pounds, 7 ounces, whatever it was. People don't need to know that in a newspaper to me anymore.
I mean, it would be one thing if first of all, you and I would be broke if we had to pay for publications of our own divorces, but
and marriages.
Just have a running account.
And name changes. Yeah. You again?
Is this the Olathe Record? Yeah, I need to add another one. This one didn't work either.
Do you have an addendum?
913-586-7798.
You get the third one free?
I don't know. I guess Dana will be able to tell us someday. 913-586-7798.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Right, let's go to Robert in Odessa. Robert, hello. Good afternoon. Hello, bud.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
So, I was adopted. I'm 54, adopted at 18 months old. Whenever in 95, I was given an obituary of my biological grandfather that passed away. Huh. Well, my adopted family got paperwork they weren't supposed to get when I was adopted that showed them the biological parents.
Oh.
So, within 2 weeks of getting that obituary, I went to the address, and it was here in Odessa, and just went up to the door, and biological grandmother answered the door. She knew exactly who I was. And this was years and years later. I was like 24 at the time. So within 20 minutes of that time, my biological mother, father, and two other boys that they had, after I was adopted, showed up at the door, and I met all of them within 30 minutes.
Wow.
How did your grandmother know who you were when you approached the front door? Did you just look like somebody else in the family, or what?
So the middle brother, there's three other brothers that were born after I was adopted, and an older brother was adopted out as well. And I look exactly like the middle brother.
Hmm.
Yeah. And the older brother as well, the three of us look alike.
Let me know.
It's something really strange, not to drag this out. All three of us have the same middle name given to us by three different families.
No
get
way.
Get out of town.
Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
That is crazy. Yep.
What a great story, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing, man. You do the same. Thanks. Tom in Belton, looks like you're going to get the last word. Hello, Tom.
Hey, what's up, guys? When my wife passed away, within 2 days, 48 hours, credit card companies, the mortgage company were sending basically bills, and also included in the bill said, "We're sorry to hear about your loss. This is the balance due." And then the mortgage company, since there wasn't any will, they would not. I was making the house payment, and because the house was in her name, and they would send a check back every month in my deceased wife's name. They wouldn't accept it, but then they were saying the notice, the house was in, you know, behind on the house payments. So I had to get a lawyer, and the lawyer, I gave him the money, and he took it out of his trust fund, paid it, and then they started accepting it. My point is, 48 hours, credit card companies are sending me letters. We're sorry to hear about your loss.
But pay us.
Yeah, but you still owe this amount of money.
That's terrible.
And it was in her name.
Yeah, I get you.
So my lawyer said, if you pay it, if you start paying it, you're responsible for it.
I felt
guilty, like all get out. So he said, don't pay it. But anyway, yeah, they know.
Boy, and they apparently know really quickly, too. A 20-year-old man has been charged with disturbing the peace after video showed anti-Semitic epithets being hurled at Barstool Sports founder Dave Portnoy outside of Mississippi State University week. The Starkville Police Department said video of the confrontation also showed the suspect throwing coins.
Good God.
His 20-year-old Patrick McClintock was charged, processed, and released on Monday.
We will end on good news. The La Tierra factory has a sign out front that says...
Opening soon?
Now hiring!
Oh, good. Good.
Tacos are back, people.
Birthdays today. Ryan Gosling is 45, Anne Hathaway is 43, and Tanya Harding is 55 years old.
Why?
No, That's below the belt.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. We got to run. On behalf of our producer today, the finest man in these United States, the great Sam Stevie III, my good friend and co-host Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks, and God willing, back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe. Be well. And be good to one another. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.